This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
So I have to tell you, as we have gone through portions of this pandemic, there has been the question, there has been the comment that comes up from time to time that comes about, does isolation really have a huge impact on us? Well, how should we talk about this? So let's get into it. With the global pandemic happening in most of the world right now, even though we are seeing some changes, many of us are thinking about how the isolation is affecting us, because that's why I keep on getting the same question over and over again. It's scary to think about how, even as we have been living with this new restrictions for almost 2 years now, or a little bit over that, on how things apply. We believe that there's a lot that we can learn about situations. However, which is why we have decided to create, you know, this conversation. How is it impacting us? How is these things taking place? In the first part here, we will explain what two types of isolation there is. And then on the second one, we'll shed some light on how you can deal with it in order to feel better. So let's get ready to learn a little bit about some of this. So let's first talk about self-isolation. The modern world is noisy. I mean, there just seems to be a lot of noise. So we're constantly bombarded with so much information and so much opinion that it can be overwhelming just to keep up with the day's events. I mean, think about it. Think about how your friends are interacting, your family is interacting, what's going on with the news outlets and all of this stuff. And in an effort to avoid all of the distraction and the noise in life, we often find ourselves retreating into isolation instead of connecting with others. So let's talk a little bit about global pandemic, something that it seems like we're all familiar with as of late. We all know that there's new restrictions most governments have placed in the public and why it is so essential to follow them. Physical distancing, quarantine, laws on traveling, and all these things that have affected us in certain way, regardless of the fact of what we understand and why they are important. If we take the first one, for example, we can understand a lot on how we as humans human beings feel things. So let's talk about this. We are social creatures made up by the company of others. Although people think that physical contact can be neglected if we are still allowed to talk to each other, well, this pandemic shows us that that's not the case. The levels of anxiety and depression have jumped since the situation became a global pandemic, and most psychologists believe that the lack of physical contact is one of the leading reasons intensifying the whole thing. People resort to self-isolation due to the fear of experiencing negative consequence from modern day plague. So think about this. So let's talk about some of the research that we're able to find, and we'll talk about it right after this. It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM. So the research that was out there is some of the stuff we were able to find with the current state of the world. Research about the effect of isolation has been booming, of course. Campaigns and seminars, regardless of the subject, have been launched in Denmark, Australia, and in the UK. They are organized both in these countries by, you know, people and volunteers that want to be involved in this. Their aim is to raise awareness in the issue and give some ideas on how to cope with similar states. A different research group focused on how loneliness can affect our physical health. Thanks to the many who organize professional studies, we now know that the feeling may be even more dangerous than obesity and similar conditions. Self-isolation is also connected to, with higher risk of depression and even dementia, and can be detrimental to the development of kids and teenagers. So here's some interesting facts to share with you. Loneliness can be a significant health risk. Some doctors even compare it to smoking for about 15 cigarettes a day. Our immune system is also affected by how lonely we feel. We tend to have weaker antiviral responses and higher inflammation. Our cognitive skills are also impaired, and we find it harder to focus on string thoughts together, and articles articulate particular ideas as we are talking. When given different sorts of tests, most of us start struggling even with questions that seem easy before to answer. And that's the thing. I think that we have devalued to some extent on how people are able to interact. I mean, think about this real quick. So let's talk real quick about imposed isolation. Yes, it's true. In many cases, we've decided to isolate ourselves because it just feels right. Even though self-isolation is accompanied by the feelings of loneliness, and, you know, and somehow for some, it's soothing. I mean, I can't say that it's soothing for everybody, but somehow it is soothing for some. When it comes to the full manifestation of the side effects of isolation, however, there is nothing worse than self-imposed isolation. Think about it. Think about it for a moment. So let's talk about prisons, because I'm assuming that at some point when you think about isolation, that has to come to the brain also to some extent. So it's no wonder that high confinement is a punishment in prison. We use the contact not only to know about the world and how they feel the emotions, but to affirm our sense of self. Many psychologists believe that inmates in super maximum security conditions don't lash out because they're angry. Yes, you heard me correct. They don't lash out because they're angry. They're just in need of some sort of reminder they're still human, and violence is one of the surefire ways to ignite an insight, a reaction from other people. Mostly in this case would be the guards. This is why it imposed isolation is so scary. It removes your sense of identity and connection to the real world. Research also has shown that we can talk about the notorious Stanford Prison Experiment. It took place in the university itself back in 1971, and its goal was to show the effects of such an environment has on young people. The participants were students divided into either guards or prisoners, and the expected time for the project was 2 weeks. However, the experiment was forcibly stopped after 6 days due to the increasing brutality of the guards and the concerns of the parents. A different research was designed to take the senses away completely. In it, some paid volunteers, mainly college students, were put in soundproof cubicles with no human interaction and limited sensory stimulation. They were given cotton gloves to reduce the sensation of touch, U-shaped pillows to reduce the sound, and the translucent visors to reduce vision. After a few hours, the volunteers started feeling restless and began to hallucinate. The experiment also was shorter than expected in order not to have any permanent damage on participants. So think about that. Think about how that had the impact on people. And some people will even give similarities to what we're going through now compared to that experiment that happened in Stanford. So let's talk about some of the interesting facts. Although this was not imposed isolation, a choice, the discoveries of the trip led to some fascinating ideas that came out of it. In 1961, geologists who were exploring an underground glacier in the Alps decided to stay there for 2 months. Because of the darkness, the lack of time measuring tools, and his perception of time slowed down a lot. When he got out, it took him about 5 minutes to count to what he thought was 120 seconds. A different story about darkness and isolation shows that we also change our sleep cycles when we're under extreme conditions. In 1993, a sociologist spent 366 days in an underground cavern. He thought that it was merely 219 days, and his sleep cycle drastically shifted. He spent most of his time being awake for about 36 hours and then would sleep for 12 hours. So let's talk about this. Let's give some final thoughts here. For us as people, our surrounding environment has an immense influence. Think about it. Just think about over the last couple of years how it's went. There is definitely a lot that we can learn from ourselves through the different versions of isolation that we experience. And on isolation is not different for some. Although it sounds like a negative thing at first, it is, a source of knowledge for everyone, which is always good. In part two of this discussion of Safety FM Mini, we will tell you how to change your perspective regarding on how to be a positive one in regards to this. We also will give advice and ideas on what we can do to keep ourselves entertained in these trying times. So be sure to check us out next week on Safety FM Mini, as I will do a follow-up, even though I do hate doing two-part podcasts, but we talk about that all the time. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.